Black Pappy Dick, who's a sex machine with all the chicks.
Shaft! I thought we'd all enjoy it.
Guys, it's Gordon again with July's Record You Should Own, and our album this week is actually one of the standpoints of 1970s soul. Let me give you a little bit of background on this album, which is the soundtrack to the movie Shaft. It was done by a gentleman named Isaac Hayes. We all know him as Chef on South Park, but what you may not know is he had a pretty impressive career before he even got to doing voiceovers for animated cartoons. He worked for a company called Stax Vault, which in the 1960s, there were two main R&B record labels. The first was Motown, which was your more northern, poppy, more mainstream. And then there was Stax Vault, which was out of Georgia, which was your more gritty, down-home soul label. Stax Vault had artists like Otis Redding, Rufus Thomas, Booker T and the MGs, but they also had Sam and Dave, who were known as Double Dynamite, great soul duo. Isaac Hayes co-wrote with David Porter a lot of their tunes, so stuff like Soul Man, Hold On, I'm Coming. Hayes is pretty much responsible for those great songs, and eventually he decided to embark on a solo career, and he did things like Hot Buttered Soul. He did a very funky extended version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which calling By the Time I Get to Phoenix soulful in any way sounds kind of weird, but really I consider the soundtrack to Shaft the last really great Stax Vault album. Part of it is that it covers so many genres, and it's just so damn solid. Even the first track, everybody makes fun of it. We use the little news radio clip in the beginning to kind of set the tone, but when you consider it, it's a song that kind of tells you who Shaft is, kind of his qualities, and if you wanted to relate Shaft to the old legend of Staggerly, I wouldn't stop you, but I wouldn't make that myself. But let's listen to a little bit of the narration. It's often quoted, but there's something about it that's just amazingly simple. Give a listen.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine to all the chicks? You're damn right. Man that would risk his neck for his brother, man. Can you dig it?
Who's the cat that won't come? Now keep in mind, this comes after an almost 2-minute intro full of bass and guitar, waka jawaka guitar, and it really helps set the mood for the entire movie. And when you consider the fact that this is one of the most parodied pieces of soul music ever done, but this isn't singles you should own, it's records you should own. And the reason why you should own this soundtrack album, part of it is that it's one of the best soundtracks ever written. I actually got a copy of this album from a friend of mine named Ajay, who used to be a blogger. He's a friend of mine in St. Louis. I think he lives in Boston now. He had a garage sale, and he was trying to get rid of stuff, and he hands me this disc and says, Gordon, you need to have Shaft. And so I said, okay, I'll take it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a couple of snippets from some of the instrumental tracks on the album. It's very stylistically diverse, yet still remains very soulful and very funky. Again, take a listen. So as you can hear, this is a very stylistically diverse yet soulful album. There are a couple of vocal tracks, including Do Your Thing, which is 20 minutes, but Isaac Hayes was known for doing 20-minute soul tunes, so that shouldn't surprise you. But the pleasant surprise is Soulsville, which is, it sounds like a great lost Otis Redding track. And this is one of the first movie soundtracks that actually works as an album in and of itself. Most soundtracks are usually just songs cobbled together, and even a lot of modern soundtracks do not hang this well. I mean, this is almost a little movie in and of itself. And I'd also encourage you, once you listen to the soundtrack, go rent the original with Richard Roundtree. Yeah, I know Samuel L. Jackson did a remake where he plays the nephew, but the original Shaft is the way to go. And so, because it hangs together so well, because it's so uniquely cool, it's also great if you want to get yourself psyched up, you know, to go on like a date or something. I mean, you cannot help but feel sexy after you listen to Shaft. So, because of those reasons, it is my July record you should own. I'd like to go off on a little bit of a music-related rant right now, but I also realize that some of you may not want to listen to it, so I'm going to stick the Red Alert sound from Star Trek, just so I can have a little break. So, thank you for listening. If you want to listen further, you're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we'll stop at the red alert notice, and I'll talk to you later. Okay, it's rant time. As many of you know, Billy Corgan is planning on reuniting the Smashing Pumpkins for an album and a tour. And it's basically the way he's going about doing this. The new album has 12 tracks. The 13th track differs between three different stores. So if you go to a regular old record store, you get 12 tracks. You go to Best Buy, you get 13. If you go to Target, you get 13, but there's one track difference between Target and Best Buy. And then I think iTunes has another different 13th track, and well, let me just make this clear. I hate the Smashing Pumpkins with a fucking passion. This was a band who, years ago, when they came out on Caroline Records, then jumped to Virgin, and what nobody knew at the time was that Virgin had kind of sweetened the deal for them to start on Caroline so they can get indie cred. Billy Corgan, people ask if he grew up in Chicago. He grew up in the suburbs. Big, big difference between growing up in the suburbs and growing up in the city. This was a guy who, when his solo album was tanking, put out a big ad in the Chicago Tribune and said, "Hey, look, I'm putting the Smashing Pumpkins back together." This is a guy who I consider a major league douchebag. However, I understand that, yes, there are people who like their music. And for fans of their music, you deserve better respect. I mean, no one, no artist should have the right to make you jump through frickin' hoops to get a complete collection of their songs. So what I'm going to encourage all of you who are Smashing Pumpkins fans to do is go to your local indie record store and buy it. Give Billy a message. Tell him that, look, you know, maybe he's an artist and maybe you respect his music, but his business practices are fucking despicable. This is bullshit. I mean, that is disrespectful to you. I may not like Smashing Pumpkins the way you fans do, and that's okay, because I probably like something that you think is crap. That's what makes this country great. But don't let them jerk you around like that. That is inappropriate. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to visit their local indie record stores. Only because Target and Best Buy don't really care about selling you albums. In fact, they limit their albums to stuff that's going to move out quickly. Your local indie record store is going to have a lot more diversity, a lot more variety in terms of music, and they're just cool places to go. If anyone has a recommendation for a cool indie store in Chicago, please let me know. I know in St. Louis there's Vintage Vinyl and Del Mar. If you're ever there, you've got to shop at Vintage Vinyl. They have so much cool-ass stuff, it is fucking unbelievable. And the fact that I'm using profanity shows that I'm enthusiastic. I mean, they are just fucking incredible. So, enough of my little rant. If you have ideas for the podcast, I usually do 2 a month. One's a record, one is just a general one. Please feel free to give me suggestions. You can email me at blogthispal@gmail.com, or you can leave a message on or fax on my combo line, which is 206-203-3032. And if you have a podcast that you'd like to promote, just get in touch with me. I'm more than willing to do it. You know, can't really charge anything. So, Andy Golf Widow, I have one of your older promos. I'll probably in the next month or so kind of include that on one of my podcasts. But again, if you like good music, I would strongly encourage you to visit your local indie record store. Support them, small businesses, they could use the money, and quite frankly, if it's one less album that gets, you'll catch an album that's not sold in the Best Buy Target hierarchy, and as Lefty said, if it's not a decent record store, it's probably, well, I'm paraphrasing, but just on a final note, Lefty Brown has his own podcast, and he, you know, he says he's doing it weekly, featuring new music weekly, whereas I do it monthly. And the reason why I do it monthly is I try to find something that a record that is going to fall through the cracks. You're not going to find necessarily these albums at your Target or Best Buy, but you're going to find a ton of good music at your local indie record shop. So again, thank you for inviting me into your home, and I actually can see you through the monitor, and I can look in your hard drive, and some of you need to clean up the porn off your hard drive. I'm not judging, I'm just saying. Till then, thanks a lot, and I will hopefully see you on the... We'll be right back.
Remember, no matter where you go,
silent breed is people!